It's Labor Day weekend, and we want you to have a great time, but we also want you to be healthy and safe and, of course, very happy. I'm Anjanette Levy, and this is Simply Medicine, the show designed to make medicine simpler, better, and less expensive for you. Well, it's a big holiday weekend. Of course, it is the last big celebration of summer. We're heading toward fall, and we know you're going to be hanging out by the pool, maybe hanging out with friends, throwing some stuff on the grill, and we thought we should talk about some things you can do to celebrate the end of summer that are maybe a little healthier. We still want you to have fun, you know, indulge a little bit, but there are some things we can do while we're eating to just have a healthier meal while still having fun and enjoying your food. So joining me to talk about this is Anita Dock. She is a registered dietitian. Anita, welcome back to Simply Medicine.
Thank you so much. It's great to be back.
Yeah, great to have you back. Anita, you know, grilling, you can do it all year long. I know we do it out on our deck and everything, but what are some things, you know, Labor Day weekend that people can look to or, you know, put on the grill that are maybe a little healthier? You can still have a good time, maybe have some sweets with it, but something that could be a little healthier for your holiday weekend.
So there's a lot of things to think about. Let's start with thinking about our protein choice. So for proteins, hot dogs and Mets and brats, sausage, that's a pretty common thing, especially the hot dogs for this holiday. But if we can think out of the box a little bit, we could probably get healthier options, such as even lean ground beef, chicken breasts, fish, shrimp, kebabs. The problem with your hot dogs and all those cured meats is they're very high in sodium. They're very high in fat. They're high in nitrates and nitrites, which are associated with causing cancer. So there's so many other options. You also have veggie burgers. And nowadays you can even think of the meatless burgers, such as the Beyond Burger, the Impossible Burgers, which are another new option. They're not always necessarily a better option, but they're a different option for people.
That's interesting you bring that up, because I actually heard somebody say that, like, and obviously we're not trying to, you know, indict anybody here or slam anybody, but that some of those, they might be a better option or a different option, but it may not always be the best option because there are other things in there that maybe are additives or fillers or what have you.
Okay. So when you think about these new versions of meatless burgers, if the goal is to decrease our greenhouse emissions, it will decrease them by about 90% based on a study from the University of Michigan. But if we're doing it for health, we have to think about what the differences are. So when you're doing the Impossible Burger, if you're a vegetarian, one nice thing is that there is some vitamin B12 in that. And vegetarians have a hard time getting enough vitamin B12. So that's a great thing. Though vegetarians typically don't love this burger because it tastes like meat and they don't really like meat. The cons of eating these burgers is that they're higher in sodium. They're just as high in fat, and they're probably actually even higher in saturated fat than a very lean burger. So it just depends what you're trying to do. If it was me and I was getting pretty close nutrition points, I would probably just go to my lean ground beef for me.
Yeah, because the lean ground beef, it probably doesn't have any additives in it. It's just ground up. And I know that I often buy the lean ground beef that's like 92, 93%. They even sell it as high, I think, as 96%, depending on where you shop. And I think it tastes great. I don't like the taste. I've been eating that lean stuff for a long time, and I don't like it when it tastes like, I can almost like taste the difference, the fat in it or something.
Coconut oils and coconut, which is pretty high in saturated fat. So if you're getting ground beef that's 90% lean, that only has 4 grams of saturated fat. If you're going to do a Beyond Burger, that's about 5 grams of saturated fat. And an Impossible Burger is about 8 grams of saturated fat. So you're actually getting more saturated fat, which leads to more heart disease and everything else. They're much higher in sodium. They're processed. So they're a great option, but not maybe for everybody.
We're here talking with Anita Dock. She is a registered dietitian, and she's talking with us about some really healthy grilling tips, some things we can do over the holiday weekend and really any time of the year. But you know, you're probably going to be getting together with people this weekend and throwing some stuff on the grill. Anita, the last time we talked, I know we talked about this as well, like looking at your protein and making sure, you know, you've got the right things, but also making sure that you have more maybe veggies on your plate as well. So fruits and veggies. And I remember us talking about the rainbow on your plate, colors.
I am so glad you brought that up, because when I go to a party, I get frustrated because they always have enough protein choices and they always have a lot of starchy things, but they never, ever have a big array of fruits and vegetables. And right now with the farmers markets and people trying to harvest what's in their garden, it's such a great time to try to use some of those things. So maybe starting the meal off with a gazpacho soup, which is a tomato-based cold soup. Grilling vegetables. I also love to grill watermelon for my salads. Oh. And I also sometimes add grilled plums. They are delicious in a salad. It's something unexpected, and your guests will find it pretty special. You could do veggie kebabs. You could do potato salads. And instead of putting heavy mayonnaise, maybe use some yogurt in there instead of the heavy mayonnaise. Do some corn on the cob, a cucumber salad. Do maybe a watermelon salad that has a little mint and a little feta cheese is really refreshing. Mm-hmm. It's such a great time to eat all this stuff that's in our gardens. And it tastes the best that it will all year long.
Those are some great ideas. I know we often grill vegetables on there. We have this like special thing. I got it at TJ Maxx. It was only like $10 or $12, but it's this metal thing, and you put the vegetables on top and then put it on the grill, and they taste great. And you can just season them with like a little bit of olive oil. That's what I choose to do. And maybe some salt and pepper, more pepper than salt usually. So what are some other things that we can do? Is let's talk about maybe some desserts too, because I mean, I just think like even something like ice cream, avoiding maybe cakes if you can, you know, I think about like sorbets or even cutting up some strawberries or something like that and throwing it on some ice cream is not so bad, probably better than eating like a, you know, a big baked good.
Right. And you know, I also think that a lot of people nowadays just want to taste things. So if you want to have a baked good, maybe have small bite-sized versions of things, but then mix it with some great berries. I love the idea you said about those sorbets, popsicles, ices, things like that can actually be kind of fun. So those would be some other things to try to do. Now, the one thing that I like to talk about with grilling, which doesn't get talked about enough, is that you also have to be a little careful about some cancer-causing chemicals that can actually deposit on your grilled items that are charred.
Yeah, I've heard about this, and it's actually very concerning. I had really never thought that much about it before. And there are some things that can get on there. So how do we avoid that?
Okay, so first of all, the charred items are going to have something called heterocyclic amines. Those are, sometimes you see them saying HCA. And then what happens is the fat that drips from your meat will end up on your coals or your burners. They'll end up coming back up on your smoke and then land on the food that way. And those are polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. And they both can lead to particular types of cancers. So there are some things you can do to protect yourself. First, use very lean cuts of meat so you have less fat dripping down into the coals. Mm-hmm. You could also marinate your meats. That has shown to really reduce those. And sometimes people will cook ahead the food partially in the oven or in the microwave and then finish cooking it on the grill. And that will reduce some of those chemicals from forming as well.
That's all really, really good advice. Well, and I think, you know, we don't want to deprive people. You know, we don't want people to just be thinking like, oh my God, I'm listening to this show and they just want me to sit and eat all these vegetables and, you know, grass and stuff like that. So some junk food is okay, but it's just everything, you know, just maybe some smaller portions, just maybe more fruits and vegetables, but still have your chips and your baked goods and all of that good stuff. I mean, we don't want you to be miserable here. We just want you to be healthy.
Right. I think of the 80-20 rule. So if 80% of your meal is pretty decently healthy foods, pick 20% of that meal of something that you don't get all the time, that you want to try or that you want to, you know, remember summer from, and then you have a good balance. And, you know, when it comes to chippy things, you know, a pretzel isn't fried, whereas a potato chip is fried. Mm-hmm. So think of the chips that might not be fried, and that will keep you in a better place as well.
All right. Anita Dock, registered dietitian. Thanks so much again for joining us and giving us all this great information for our holiday weekend.
Thank you. And everybody have a great Labor Day.
Yes, everybody. Wonderful Labor Day that we want you to have. A safe, healthy, fun, obviously a fun Labor Day weekend. All right. Coming up next here on Simply Medicine, we've got a big show for you. We want to talk about some of the injuries that they see at hospitals over these holiday weekends and how you need to be safe, especially if you're going to be handling some fireworks. You probably should just go down and watch the fireworks at the river, the WABN fireworks that are always a spectacular show put on by Rozzy's. Also, later in the show, we're going to talk about when a headache might be more than a headache and a whole lot more. So stay tuned for more here on Simply Medicine on 55 KRC, the talk station.